Join the group of people impacted by seriously simple stuff to get you unstuck. The first book by Tony Coach Curl. Available at Amazon, Tony's Simple Stuff provides the tool for people to master your life and aspirations. 20% of every book sold supports Carter's cause.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here, and welcome to this week's episode of the Coach Curl podcast. Today, we talk about a very simple concept. It's time. It's time for you to stand up. It's time for you to take on the life that you want to do. It's time. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here, and welcome to this week's episode of the Coach Curl podcast, and it's entitled, simply, It's Time. You know, this week I received a number of messages, a number of bits of feedback, and an interesting one that I received was of a girl that, a young lady that I'd met at an event in September of last year. And this event was about digital technology, and it was about how do we keep up with our the fast-changing rate of technology in the world today. She sent me a message via Facebook Messenger, and it was a really interesting message. She said, "Tony, I'm reading your book," and except I didn't realize it was your book, and it was only as she was going through it that she suddenly realized that she actually knew who I was because of that meeting that we had at that particular event. So it's always exciting to get feedback from people. It's always exciting to get feedback. So please continue to share that feedback. What would you like us to be talking about within this podcast is always something that I like to hear from our listeners. And wherever we can, we put together some Q&A. So if you've got a question or if you want something that gets answered, check it out over at the CoachCurl.com website, the Coach Curl website, and I'm sure that we'll be able to answer your question for you live on the podcast. Today, I just want to simply share something out of my book, The Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck. And this chapter is simply called Simply It's Time, and it's so true. It's so true. It's because the world that we live in is evolving and it's progressing at such a fast rate. And it's really relevant that I met this particular young lady at an event that's all about the fast pace of technology and how do we keep up and how do we benefit from that and how do we keep moving forward when the world just continues to change and evolve. You know, one of the really funny things that I now talk about when I'm with businesses or leadership teams, I talk about if I'm showing a video from, say, 2013, I preface it with, now just bear in mind, this is from 2013. That's incredible. It's almost like I'm admitting that it's ancient history because, especially in the world of marketing and technology and how we're evolving that innovation, 2013's a long time ago. So it's really interesting now that I preface that. And with the world, and like the rate of change is faster than anything we've ever experienced in history. It's a world that's governed by marketing and the latest thing. The rate of despair and unhappiness, however, amongst our people is rising also at a fast rate. And many feel unmotivated. Many feel stuck. You may feel that life isn't so great. You may be one of those that feel that life's left you behind, and you may be disengaged. Many feel that they've failed. Many start believing that success wasn't meant for them. Many people get caught up in their circumstances, and those circumstances are governing their progress in the world, governing how they identify with the world. And ultimately, those circumstances are governing how the world communicates with you. Life is hard. and it seems for many that it gets harder every day. We seem to get stuck. We get stuck into a routine. We get stuck in a relationship. We get stuck so we can't move. And you may have done some things to help you. You may have researched the magic pill for motivation. You may have joined the latest social media group that's designed to motivate and unstuck people, unstick people, unstuck. Yeah. But all you ever feel is angst as you see other people seemingly taking leaps and bounds as they move towards getting their shit together, but as yet you may not have seen any transformation. And many ways joining these groups often fills people feeling worse. You may have a vision board. You know my thoughts on vision boards. You know, if you want a pizza, you don't necessarily sit there in front of a vision board and intention that pizza into reality. No, no, no. You pick up the phone or even pick up the phone and get the app and you order pizza. Some people are really moving into the mindfulness space and people still believe that life can be as easy as setting your intention. Now, I'm not here to say that those things aren't good for you, because they are good for you. To be able to take some time and stillness and meditate and be very mindful of celebrating stillness in this life that's hectic, absolutely good for you. But it can't be the only thing that you're doing. You know, you may have paid out on a lot of money on online courses. You may have taken a couple of lessons. You may have dropped out of that because nothing was really changing. You've listened to the gurus. You've got that concept of goosebumps. But I believe that maybe you've waited long enough, because simply it's time. And there's really some simple stuff about this. There's no magic pill for any of us. None that be can, there's no magic pill that can be given to us or provided to us or brought to us. Because the magic pill lies in each and every one of us. It sits within the very fabric of who you are, what you're made of. All the successes and wins from your ancestry, all those learnings, all those defeats, all those growth opportunities that have happened through that lineage that you're in, that's where the magic is. The magic is within you. The magic is there. And seriously, you've wasted enough time. You've waited. It's time to get moving. It's time to unleash your greatest self on the world that we know. Because greatness lies within you. You're still standing. You've survived 100% of your worst days so far. And if you set your mind, you can create some really fantastic days ahead. Your greatest potential is within reach. It lies within eyesight. It's within arm's reach. Simply it's time. Simply it's time for you to set your intention, follow it through with some discipline, and get moving. Get moving. It's time to get moving. Because it's only your actions that will see you move towards what you're truly capable of achieving. Don't sit back. Stop waiting for others to drag you along. Stop waiting to borrow other people's greatness or beliefs or skills. Those beliefs, the skills, the growth needs to come from within you. And it's there. I know it's there. I've seen so many people take that leap of self-belief, take that leap to grow their knowledge, take that leap to take dedicated action, and got themselves moving forward. And once you've got some movement, and once you've got some small wins, lo and behold, you've got momentum. And that's where the magic is. Simply it's time. It's simply time to get moving. And I urge each and every one of you that it lies within you. Hey, look, thanks for listening to this week's podcast. I hope that you've taken some great value. If you've got some feedback, check it out over at coachcurl.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you think someone you know would love this message, please share the podcast with them. The more people that we can impact, the more people that take value from our messages, the better off that we can all be. Big thank you and a shout out to my team at Think and Grow Business. Without them, this podcast just simply would not exist. Don't forget, you can buy Seriously Simple Stuff over at, Seriously Simple Stuff to get you unstuck over at Amazon, wherever good books are sold online. You can also pick it up at StrongerBraverWiser.com. And don't forget, 20% of every book sold goes to support the amazing people at Carter's Cause, who are raising funds and awareness to help kids and the parents and the families of kids born with congenital heart disease. A fantastic cause, and you can donate over at carterscause.org.au. As per usual, thanks for listening. Please thank you for the feedback that we continue to get around the podcast. And don't ever forget the golden rule. Just don't be an arsehole. I'll see you next time.